Now, onto the main theme of our show, symmetry. This is something I'm very familiar with, and I'm sure you are too, Kat, whether it's checking that my eyeliner's on even or making sure those photos are blue tacked straight on the wall.
Well, you've done a good job on the eyeliner today, I have to say. However, there is much more to symmetry than meets the eye, and interestingly, it's been the guiding light for almost all of our modern physics theories. Scientists even think it could hold the key to finding a theory of everything, one equation that could explain how our entire universe works.
But before we get down to the nitty-gritty, why does symmetry appeal to us? Do we seek it out, even if it's not there? And if so, could it mean our assumptions and theories in physics are wrong? Ben Jones from the University of Glasgow explained just how he's investigated our attraction to symmetry.
There's really kind of two different types of studies that people have done to look at the relationship between symmetry and facial attractiveness. There's studies where people have measured symmetry in faces and had those faces rated for attractiveness. And in those kind of studies, you tend to see a sort of positive correlation. So more symmetric faces tend to be more attractive, but it's really quite a kind of weak relationship. But when you take a photograph of a person's face and then using computer graphic techniques, manipulate it to be more symmetric, then you start to see slightly larger effects of symmetry. So making a face more symmetric tends to make it look more attractive. And if you take an individual face and then kind of exaggerate the naturally occurring asymmetries in it, it very quickly becomes unattractive and even can become really quite sort of bizarre and freakish looking.
Bizarre and freakish looking? I had a barbecue last night and decided to conduct my own analysis by showing my friends three pictures of one girl. In one, the image had been manipulated to look extremely asymmetrical. We call this number one. Picture number two is what we might consider a normal face, a few asymmetries here and there. And number three was completely symmetrical. They, of course, had no idea why I was showing them three pictures of the same person, and it caused considerable debate when I asked them which one was the most attractive.
They're the same, but just slightly different.
Have they got a different crinkle because of the paper?
No, I think that's just my bad folding in my backpack.
They've re-spaced the eyes, haven't they?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
I'd say middle.
Yeah, I'd say
you'd
middle.
Say middle is most attractive. Yeah.
Like, more I look at it, three is becoming more attractive.
I think three is more attractive.
Three is more attractive.
Her eye's wonky on the side. There's bigger space.
One is nowhere near it.
Yeah. So one is the least attractive. We're agreed on this.
Yeah.
And there's more leaning towards three.
I think three looks actually. Like she's got bags.
I'd actually say three is the least attractive.
Yeah.
I'm loyal to her.
The more I look at this one, the more I go.
I think middle.
How many for number one?
I don't like the mouth, though, this one, so it's a bit frowned down.
So you're for number one?
Yeah, I've got two now, and I've got to stay loyal now. Yeah, okay. I'll go with one.
Number two, who's for number two?
Yeah, all over.
So we've got three for number two. You're going to go for number three. You've completely disproved all the science.
What's the science?
Okay, so the idea is, are we biased to seeing symmetry? Because we find symmetry more attractive. This is the most symmetrical one.
So I've got the best
This is
case.
Extremely asymmetric.
Yeah. I've drank a lot of alcohol today.
I think maybe we can rule this down to the fact that I've creased the paper too much in my backpack.
Yeah, it's a shame it goes right through.
And we're doing it in the dark.
Okay, so I'm not entirely sure what we can conclude from that extremely scientific investigation, but overall, my friends did seem to think the asymmetrical face was the least attractive. But why is symmetry so sexy? Ben Jones again.
Well, it's kind of quite a controversial issue, and there's a number of different theories that have been put forward. You know, if you speak to sort of cognitive psychologists, they'll tend to point to the fact that we kind of develop an internal prototype of faces based on all of the faces that we encounter. But that internal prototype, which, you know, you can kind of think of as the mathematical average of all the faces that you encounter, is likely to be perfectly symmetric because all of those individual asymmetries in the individual faces that we see will all kind of average out. And we know that faces that more closely resemble this prototype are easier to process. And we might even like them more because that they're easier to process. And it's that kind of processing bias that could contribute to the appeal of symmetric faces. On the other hand, working from kind of ideas about animal behaviour, and particularly studies of mate preferences in non-human animals, other researchers have theorised that, you know, our attraction to symmetric individuals might be less to do with kind of processing biases and more to do with the type of qualities that symmetry might kind of advertise about people. So one idea is that more symmetric individuals might be healthier, they might be physically fitter, they might be physically stronger. And those are kind of characteristics that we find desirable in potential mates and also in potential kind of allies and associates.
I see. And are we biased to then see symmetry elsewhere?
It's certainly the case that symmetry isn't just attractive in faces. I mean, there's quite good evidence now that symmetry tends to be preferred in abstract art, at least among non-sort of professional art critics. And there's even evidence that symmetry might be attractive in things that you can't even necessarily see. So, for example, although when we think about symmetry predicting attractiveness in humans, we tend to think about symmetry of bodies and symmetry of faces. But actually, the voices and even the body odours of symmetric people tend to be more attractive than those of relatively asymmetric individuals. And that kind of ties back again to this idea of symmetry perhaps being attractive because it advertises something about our kind of underlying physical qualities.
You know, Ben raises an interesting issue. If we really do love symmetry, then are we biased to it? Do we see symmetry even when there's none? And could this have big implications for when we think about the theory of everything?